Helen Pergudal Mishnah Beis Makel Sha'osa Beroishoi Masmer Kimin Chazyono. This is a wooden stick, and remember that a wooden stick is Kli Eitz Pshutim, which is not Makabel Tumah. But it has attached to it a piece of metal. And we learned earlier in Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vov that Eitz HaMishamesh Es HaMateches Tomeh VaMateches HaMishamesh Es HaSo Eitz Toiru. So the metal can make it into something that's Makabel Tumah, only Avazoi Vait, that the metal is the Iker, and the Eitz is Mishamesh the Mateches. So over here in the Mishnah we have that where the piece that's attached to the end of the stick, the wooden stick, is like a round ball on the top made out of metal, Tomeh, because that becomes the Iker. The point is that there's a heavy weight at the end. You take the stick and you give something a klap. You give something a zet. The metal is what provides the bang. The stick is mishamish, the barzel. So the Iker is the barzel. Simroi, if you put like a nail, something sharp at the end, the point is then also to give a zet, but something that could tear or something that could hit harder. Again, tomei, because the same reason. Reb Shimon Omer, the stick will not be mekabel tumah even when it has a masmer at the end, ad she'yaseh bo shloisha sdorim, until it has three rolls of nails. Kanira, that's possible to see even the masmer at the end is just there as decorative, that the ikar is the stick, and when there's three rolls of masmerim, that's when we see the masmerim as the ikar functioning of the whole makel. V'kulon, both kamin chaziono or the masmerin, more masmerim, less masmerim, shason lenoi, that's there just for decorative purposes, behedi, it's there as such, toher, because that's there, just to decorate the edge of the makel, which is made of wood. Also, beroishoi menekes, some type of, like a tube, that's made of metal, and the stick goes into it. And this way, the stick doesn't hit on the ground as the person's walking. He uses it as a walking stick, but he has a piece of metal on the bottom to protect it. V'chein bedelas, if he has this type of thing that's attached to a door. This is not a door that's in a house, because we're talking over here where the eitz is metaltel, the matechas is also metaltel. And the reason why it's not going to be mekabel tumah is only because it's a matechas hamishamesh es haso eitz, not because it's mechubel lekarka. So we're talking over here about a delos of a kli. So you have a door of a closet, let's say, where it would be mekabel tumah, a chest of drawers. And the door, in order not to hit the ground and to become moldy because of the moisture of the ground, you put a piece of metal on the bottom. That piece of metal is a mateches hamshameshes es ha'etz. So the halacha is tohiru. Same principle. Ha'isa kli v'chibraloi. If it was a kli b'fne'atzma, the menekes, v'chibraloi, and then it was attached to the makel or to the delos, it doesn't become bottle miteres kli, utmeya. This is already a vort. And the vort is that the being attached to something else is not mevatel it completely. So the mateches blibes a mateches. The fact that it's now attached to be a mishamesh es ha'etz is not mevatel the mateches. It's not being used for whatever the piece of metal was functional as before. Doesn't make a difference. It's not mevatel it. Mishnah says, obviously there has to be some level where the piece of metal becomes nizbatel mikabol's tumah of them. Says the Mishnah, "Me'emisa hitaroso." From when is it? Yeah, completely bottled. B'shamay oimrim mishi yichabel. When it doesn't have the tzura, the piece of metal anymore, it's not roit for its former shimush. So it has to be physically changed. That's already a shinui, and it becomes ois piece of metal b'fnei atzmoi. And now it's just a piece of metal hamishamesh es oed. B'shilul oimrim, you don't have to change it physically. It has to be mishi chaber. It has to be attached to the door, to the stick. Not just enough that there's a piece there that snaps into it, fits in. It has to be mechuberloi. Attach it with something, and with that it becomes bottle to the eitz. It's not more than a mateches hamishameshes es oitz. What we explained is that even if the piece of metal is there to protect the wood from falling apart, that's also only considered that's mishamish the wood, and then still pshuta kliya, it's not kli mateches. L'maisa, This is the way the Rav explains the Mishnah. The problem is that there's a Tosefta over here in Perek Yud Dalid that the Rash brings that says Klor that Makal Shaosu Beroishim Masmer Bishvil Shaloitei Oretz Achlosoi Tome. The Pashtus is that that means that if it's there mamish to protect the wood from splintering, from falling apart, that's considered already an Iker. And this is the way the Marie Korkis explains it, because the Rambam brings down this halacha in Kelim Perek Dal Halacha Ches, that anything that's bol lekayim is a kli is considered ikar kli. If the kli is going to fall apart, that renders it ikar hakli. The Chayes steer it the way we just explained the Mishnah. So Kanira from the Rav that he holds that the Tesefta argues on the Mishnah, the way we explained the Mishnah. In the Rambam, it's not so pashut. Lamaisa, when you look at the Rambam sounds like Menekes is not protecting it that it shouldn't fall apart. It's just that it should stay preserved. It should stay nice. So Heyos is only preserving the Yoifi of the stick that shouldn't be scratched, blunted, whatever it is. So that's not Iker HaKli. But if it's there to preserve it that it shouldn't fall apart, that already would blibe Iker HaKli. What we just explained, L'chayra is the Tferes Yisrael. B'divri HaBoyaz. If you look at that Goyis HaGro on the Tesefta, it sounds like it changes the Tesefta to fit our understanding of the Mishnah. Not that there's a Shinui in the Shittas between the Mishnah and the Tesefta. Now, there's a problem in Pshat in the Sefer of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says he had a claim Ateches that was there Bifnei Atzmoy, and now V'chibroloi Tmeya. The Mashmos is that when it's attached to the Delos or to the Makal, it blibes in a state of Tumah. Even though it's mechuber, how you mitire it? Beshamayim mishiyichaber, beisalem mishiyichaber. It sounds like the reish of the Mishnah, the stomach of the Mishnah, is going lefi beshamay. That even by chibur latmeya, like the shita besham mishiyichaber. Strange reading in the Mishnah, unless you would be magia the Mishnah that says vechibur latmeya, and that is the shita besham. It doesn't sound that way in the Mishnah. So Taisis Yom Tov says, "B'shem the Maram, Pesachidish Mshat." That what you're going to have to say is that Beis Hillel means Mishiyichabo v'yichaber. B'shami holds it's enough Mishiyichabo. Beis Hillel like Mishiyichaber v'yichabo. In which case, Beis Hillel is more machmen B'shami, and we have a Mishnayis in Idius that lists off separately Kule B'shami v'chume Beis Hillel. This is not listed over there. And he has a cheshbon why it's not there. The whole thing is a daichik. To add on an extra level of what Beis Hillel says, to say Beis Hillel is the machmir, which is not the usual case, and that it's missing in the Mishnah, it's an idiot, not kishmak. Kanira, because of this problem, there's a little bit of an esik with the Rambam and the Ravid in Kelim Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Chof Dalet. The Ravid seems to anticipate this problem. And what he does, he explains over there, Beis Hillel means Mashiachaber, means you attach it. That's not enough. Beis Shammai says it has to be that the Yumashan the Tzura of the piece of metal itself. Beis Hillel says it's enough to nail in the piece of metal to the wood. The nailing of it in is Mishana the piece of metal, even though it's the same piece of metal. You don't have to be Mishana the piece of metal. As long as it's attached Al Yidei Amasmer to the piece of wood, that itself rends it a shini mais, and then it's mitar. That's the Ravid, and that would answer the kash that we just brought up and how to learn the Mishnah. The ratio mishiyichaber just means to attach it without putting something in, without nailing it in. The Ravid is learning this way. The problem is we had to learn the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's a chilik. This is where the Ravid explains it. It's the wording of the Rambam that menekes shom mateches. That's like a piece of metal. Shenitmo, if it already became tome, mishayikva oisa b'makal abidalos, it then becomes attached to a piece of wood. V'yichaba oisa mo'etz titor, it becomes ois tome. It was already was tome, it becomes ois tome, because now it's only part of a wood, a piece of wood. Loi nitme, let's say it didn't become tome yet, v'kova b'makal abidalos, and now you took the piece of metal, which was a functioning kli, and you made it part of a piece of a part of a kli of eitz. Harezem mikabelas tuma bimkoima. It's still roy to be mikabel tuma at shishanim asem. The Rambam holds that the chilik is something that was tomei to be mafkia the toma. It's easier. All it needs there is mishiyach haber. Masha'enkein, if it was a shail of when is it roy lekabel toma, it retains its status of being roy lekabel toma until mishiyach haber. And l'chari he reads this into the Mishnah. Hoisa kli v'chibra loy tmeo. That's across the board. If it was roy to be mekabel toma, it's still roy lekabel toma. Me'ema sahi taros, if it already became tomei, how you mafkir the toma? On that is machlokes b'shamayim v'sil, v'sil holds mishiyach haber. This would be a starker raya, the raya that we've discussed a number of times. Shitas Rashi and Tosfos and Chum Daf Kuf Chav Gimel and Rabbi Senu Achroinim have an Ozul Mishnah Sevaran Amid Dayik that the Rambam holds like Rashi, that when we talk about the concept of Shvira, or Shviras, ripping a beged to be Metar, a beged that became Tomei, Klicheres, to be Shoiver, that Shvira does not have to render it something that's inoperable. Even if it's roi lekabel tuma kishala atzmoi, the shvira is a mice of being mevatel yichudei harishoin, and that mice of shvira is a mice of metaheres. Shvira is not just a functional getting rid of it as being a kli. Even if it's roi lekli, the breaking of it is a mice of metaheres. We've discussed this a certain number of times. See, here would be another example. You have a kli matarches, and Be'etzem, when it's attached to the delus or to the makal, it retains its status of being roi lekabel tuma. However, when it's tuma already, taking away its functioning onto its own is a maisa of being mevatel the mateches. Zolzain that retains the shame of a kli mateches, but since you're mevatel it as functioning kishal atzmai, it's a maisa shvir. It's a chiddush. Because over here it's not a maisa shvir. It's a maisa of chibur, not a maisa of shvir. Mishnah's Taras suggests a vort. And maybe you'll say that the Shvira over here is not in being mevatel its shem kli, being mevatel its shimush for this purpose. You have a piece of metal, and it was roy to be used as, I don't know, a tray, something to scrape other things. And now it's the bottom of a door, of a shed, or it's the bottom of a walking stick. So you take a piece of metal, you mevatel its shimush that it's miyud loy. Being mevatel a shimush of something, not mevatel the zach itself, but being mevatel its yud l'shimush ploini is a shvira zah. Again, it's a very big chiddush, but the Rambam is dealing with a problem that's inherent in the wording of the Mishnah, like we pointed out. Okay, we'll go on to Mishnah Gimel. Hakanto shel banai. A kanto is some type of piece of metal. Not clear what the shape is. And builders use it to bang into the wall, to make a hole in the wall, to put something in, a pipe or something like that. So it's a kantor shel banai, vadekor shel chorosh. This is a peg that carpenters use to make holes in boards. Harei lutmei. Shtachrin says very simply that the chiddush over here is that we don't see them as auxiliary to the karka. Sounds in the Rambam of Snishtazai, the Rambam Perk Tesel Chuskelem, Halacha Dazayin. The shame is that it has a shame. Klibif Neatzme. Yistay Seholim. This is the pegs of that you nail an oil into the ground that shouldn't turn over, it shouldn't move. That the Yistay Hamashoychois. These are the things that they use that's pegged into the ground, nailed into the ground. To be able to measure, surveyors would want to put a ruler firmly into the ground to be able to measure exactly. There are also tmeyos, and we don't look at them as karka, even though now they're nailed into the ground, because they're not nailed into the ground, but they're chavua. Now, it's not so clear exactly how to understand this, because lemaisa, this is what they're used for. The pegs, when the oil is, you know, you don't want to nail into the ground, the yosid oilim is not used. So l'chare, insofar they're using a bitziv with karka. Kanira, maybe you'll say like this, maybe the oil is metaltalin, it's just when it's nailed into the ground, you need a yosid. But it's not always in the ground. Sometimes you're traveling, or holim is people that are on the go. So since very often the nail is out of the ground, and it's part, or it's yistay so holim, so it's not considered karka because of the time that's out of the ground. not clear. Shalshelas shel meshoichos. This is like we said before, the measuring, but this is not the part that nails it into the ground, but the etzem chain that they used to use to measure. That's tmei. That has nothing to do with karka. It's on the karka, not in the karka. Huasui la'etzim, whatever's used, the shalshelas, to tie together bundles of wood or to hold together, strap together boards, tahira, because it's mateches hamishamesh l'tzoreit. The Mishnah over here is going to add in a few dinim of pieces of metal in a ba'ifin that's not really shakht al Mishnah. Shalshelas dli godl, a chain of a big bucket, is mekabel tuma arba tvochim. The four tvochim that are samach to dli is considered a yad of a kli. We're not really learning misachs or daim. But the concept we've had before, that what's attached to a kli is considered the yad of the kli, and it's machnes umoitzi tumo. So this is considered the yad of the kli. The shalkoton, if it's a small dli, asara, up to a point of asara tvakim. Why? The bucket is not so heavy. So mele, you could be mamala maya much further down. A heavy bucket, you have to pull with a closer, holding on to the bucket. So only until arba tvachim is considered functioning to help the managing of the bucket. Mashenk in the dli koton, you can manage it from further away. So even a chain of asar tvachim is helpful. Chamor shel napochin. Not clear exactly what this is. It's something that's eights, and it's used by napochim. Napochim is a blacksmith. Now, nofach is related to the word vayipach, like vayipach ba'ape nishmas chayim. So a blacksmith is called by this name because he uses fire, and there's a bellows there that pushes air into the fire to expand the fire, to then be used to form, fix, whatever it is, kelim. That's the job of a blacksmith. Now, the chamosh on the fokum over here is the Rav has two pshatim. One of them is that the blacksmiths take this, the bellows that they use to heat up the coals in the fireplace in order to get it red hot. And they do this on some type of base, and that's called a chamor. Like it rides on it. So it's called a chamor. That's where you ride on a chamor, right? Chamor is just a general way of saying, Belosh and Chazal, something that serves as a mokum rechiva for something else. So it's put on that. That thing is a functional kli mateches. Make it out of metal because it gets all hot. You can't make it out of wood. So it's mekabel tuma. Another pshat is some type of stick of matecha, some type of stick of metal that the nafach himself sits on when he's banging on the other end of the stick in order to make something. Not sure exactly what this is. Akitza, one pshat is something that he puts the bellows on, and one pshat something that he sits on while he's working. Vinishvi, it's metal, and because of that, it's tummy, it's considered a functional kli. Megero, shalsa shenei b'tachachor. Megero over here is a saw, it has a sharp edge, and he puts the teeth, the sharp edge, into a doorway. Not sure why he's doing it, what's the purpose of it. But he's jamming the megera into a doorway, which is wood, and you can still cut with it. It's the blunt edge that's stuck in. The sharp edge is sticking out, so it still has functionality, because you can still cut something in it while it's attached to the doorway. So you have to be mevatel it as a kli bifnei atzmo. We learned in the previous mishnayos. You have to be mevatel it mishiachabi. You have to attach it with something. The Rav sends us back to the previous mishnayos. So asom l'matan l'malon, the Mishnah that says tmeo is only because the teeth are sticking down. But if he made the teeth go into the doorway, so now the blunt edge is sticking down, that it's not functional anymore. So tahira, because you can't cut anything with it stuck in like that, that's where the shini maitzi mevatel any functionality from the megera. V'kol ha-kisuyim, the Mishnah says, all covers of kelim that are made of matekas tahirim, they don't have a shame bifne atzmom, chutz mishal mecham, because that's used by itself. There's an incredible theory in the Rambam over here. The Rambam in Kelim Pekud Halacha Yitzayin says on this halacha that the Megera that's stuck into the doorway, if it was only Roy LeKabal Toma, once it's put into the doorway, it won't be Mekabal Toma anymore. But once it's Tome already, so then it's Hareze B'Tumoso Achik V'ena B'Masmer until it's attached with a nail. Which means that it's harder to get rid of existing Toma than to get rid of its being Roy LeKabal Toma. And this is mamash a direct stira. It's the hafuch hadavar from what we explained before in Mishnah Beis, that the Rambam learns, lagabi menekes, shekova bedeles, that it's harder to get rid of a roi lekabel tuma than tuma itself. Fella. So the mahalach hadvarim has to be like this. When the saw is stuck into the doorway, the blunt edge, so it's fully functioning because the sharp edges that could cut, you can take a piece of wood and you could cut it. So it's fully functional in the way that it was before. It won't be mevatelit from tumah that already existed. So if it's tummy already, it's not going to be pachat tumah also, because it's considered a dying oimid lamalachta. So to say that you mevatel the existing state of a kli that was nitma, that's not true. It's possible to say that it's not oimid l'shimush because it's stuck into the doorway. It's not a functioning saw. But it can still function for what it was. So it'll retain its status. Mashen, we're talking about a menekes. The menekes certainly doesn't function with what it was before. Before it was some type of metal file or saw or something they used. Now it's attached to a piece of wood. It's for sure not that. Elamai, over there, you want to know if there's a shvira on the state of tumah, that you have a maisa shvira, but it's still akli. It's akli, but it's a shvira from its former use. So the Rambam that we had in Mishnah Beis is Shver, and wasn't so much what the Pshat is. But the Chiddush over here is you'll say a Dovah V'Yifuch in two types of cases. One where its original Shemesh is certainly bottle, but it's Akli. And the case over here, Mishnah Gimel, is you could look at it that it's not a functioning Kli anymore, but it still has the same functionality that it had before. It's not, independently, it's not a Dovah. So Mela, it'll not be a kli, but if it was tome, it's not a shvir to be mavatl, the shame kli hanitma. Adadain tzorkiyun.